So we're with Big Gigantic, who's coming to the Jupiter with Caked Up this Friday, February 28th.
So you guys call Colorado your home. How is that a good place to start Big Gigantic?
We had both been there for a few years playing in different bands, and it just happened that, you know, Dom and I lived together, and he bought a computer and started making beats on it, and that began Big Gigantic.
And y'all, you play in jazz and funk, and how do you think that's been, like, a good influence for Big Gigantic and what it is today?
Yeah, I mean, that, you know, totally influences the sound. You know, both of our jazz background kind of influences the improvisational nature of the band. You know, because we're trying to mix kind of the DJ vibe of bouncing through a set, you know, really quick like that, having short tunes with this, like, improvisational thing with solos and builds and drops like you would get funk show or whatever. Those musical backgrounds, I feel like, is, you know, why we kind of do what we do now and why maybe it works so well. I don't know.
It does work well.
It does, yeah. Even Thank listening you. To your last album, The Night Is Young, we noticed that in Touching Sky, you have, like, an extended sax solo in that. Is that more of your jazz influence?
Yeah, I mean, it's just, you know, Dom just taking solo and live, the way that we have our set kind of cut out and the way that he runs his Ableton set, he can kind of make it as long as he wants. He could go on for 20 minutes or whatever, which is how a lot of the solos are built, just in case we want to keep going, and which is cool, because as opposed to kind of the DJ thing where you're usually just kind of bouncing through the tune, we can kind of transition into the, like, I don't want to say jam band world, but we can kind of do that, where it's like, cool, you can take a 10-minute epic solo if he really wants to.
I'm looking forward to seeing that live.
Yeah, it makes each show different for you guys.
It's going to be fun.
So y'all have played just about every festival ever. I mean, you've been to Bonnaroo, Ultra, you've been to Hang Out in Alabama, Voodoo.
Yeah.
Are you excited to play Coachella this summer?
Yeah, oh my God. That's, like, the one festival that we haven't played.
Yeah.
And it is, you know, it's one of the more epic kind of, like, achievements. I feel like Bonnaroo was a huge one for us, because I went to the first four Bonnaroos, so being able to play there was huge, and Lollapalooza, you know, epic festivals like that have been really cool, and Coachella's just going to be another one to kind of check off the list, I guess.
Yeah, that's exciting. The feel between College Town playing here compared to playing at the festivals must be massive. Like, which one do you prefer? I would assume that you like playing at the festivals, but how is it different than playing in a College Town as well?
Yeah, I mean, we love both. You know, it's a different experience playing a festival from playing a ticketed show or whatever venue. It's nice to do the festival thing if you're outside. The crowds are usually massive because there's so many people at the festival. Everybody's just kind of, like, bouncing around. The energy level is super high. And it gives you a chance to, like, really come in. And you only get a short set usually, which is kind of the downside. But you just come in and, like, try and own it as much as you can and then get out, which is really cool. And it's been a great way to, like, increase our fan base, and we've made a lot of new friends and fans that way. But just being our own shows are, I don't know which we like better, but it definitely feels good to show up into a town. You know, you're on tour, you're on a bus, we have our whole light set with us. We're playing for an hour and 45 or 2 hours or whatever.
Yeah.
And it's, people are there to see you. Like, that's why they're there. They didn't, you know, buy a festival ticket and happen to stumble upon you. They paid to see you play. And so you get that special kind of attention and that kind of excitement from that, which is really cool. And it's a great experience, too, because you really feel like, you know, going around to these different college towns in the country, you're like, wow, people really do care about us. Cool.
I know, we're excited for Friday.
Yeah, we're definitely excited. I've seen you a couple times back in Colorado in Red Rock.
Right, yeah, that's the ultimate show to play, you know, for us. And yeah, once you do that, it's just like, I'm going to be completely content with the rest of my life thinking about Red Rock.
Tell us more about The Night Is Young.
Yeah, that is our new album, as you guys know. Dom worked really, really insanely hard on it for, like, the last year and a half or so, crafting it and getting all these tunes together. And yeah, it's kind of an evolution of the Big G sound, but it's not really straying too far away from what we've done in the past. Every album is kind of, you know, him trying to push new limits in himself, him trying to push our fans' ears a little bit to maybe check out something a little bit different than they're used to, while still kind of keeping that same sound and that same, you know, vibe that we have. because I feel like it's pretty consistent, but if you listen to every album, it's different from Fired Up to Wide Awake to A Place Beyond the Moon to Nocturnal. It's constantly changing.
Yeah.
Throughout that, and there's so many different styles of music that we are into at the time, whether it's drum and bass or dubstep or trap. It's just like, it's cool. We get to check out all these different genres and try and make that music and see if we can put our twist on it and have fun with it.
So we noticed in this album, you collaborated with Cherub, and in the past,
yeah,
you've collaborated with a bunch of other bands like Grizz, Grammatic, Disco Biscuits, and others. And how do you think the collaborations affect your sound in this album?
Yeah, I mean, the Cherub thing was us talking with them and just wanting to do a really cool track with the lyrics, because we've never really done that. We've put out remixes, we did the Dollar remix and Biggie and Jay-Z and Kanye, and we've done all that kind of stuff, which is just us taking a tune that already exists and just playing it for fun, but really wanted to try something different. And the Cherub guys are good friends of ours, and we believe in those guys more than anybody who could be successful, and feel like they're just gonna kill it and are killing it. Collaboration of us and them, and us kind of trying to have just like a fun song, fun vocal tune, and I feel like it ended up coming out really well, and we just put out a video for it that it's such a good time making that video, and it kind of like goes along with the song a little bit, the kind of lightheartedness of the tune.
Are you excited to be touring with Caked Up? I know you're touring with a couple of people, but we get to see Caked Up on Friday.
You guys get to see Caked Up, yep. We've been out with Manic Focus, who's awesome. We had the Gladiator dude out with us last week, and then Caked Up this week. And we, aside from Manic Focus, didn't know the other guy going into it, so you never really know what to expect with a new group of dudes. Like, how's the hang going to be? Are they going to be cool? Are they going to be not cool? Are we going to get along? That kind of thing. And we've lucked out, because Gladiator, those guys are awesome guys. So chill, so super creative, and really, really into what they're doing and the scene. And the same with the Caked Up guys, which we didn't know what was going on with them. They just came out of nowhere and are blowing up right now. And you never quite know with like DJs and that kind of thing. Like, are they going to have egos? Are they going to be like full of themselves because they're hot on the scene right now? Caked Up guys couldn't be nicer. Oscar is super chill. It's like, he's got his thing going on behind and all sorts of other silly stuff. And Jeff is the other DJ. He's a great dude too. So you guys should definitely come out early. Check them out.
We'll be there for sure.
And Rage, yeah.
So we noticed on your website how you're offering free downloads of all your music, and it seems to be a trend that musicians are turning towards this. And what are the benefits of that for you specifically?
Yeah, that's kind of been our like mantra or whatever since the beginning of Big G. We've always put our albums out for free, and originally it started as we just wanted people to have the music, and that was the best way to do it. Just make a zip file, put it up on the website, try and promote it like that, get everybody to download it, and then hopefully share it with their friends and come and see us live. That was kind of a means to an end with that, because we didn't feel right charging for people for it, because we just wanted them to like hear about us and get it out there. And then as things kind of evolved, we wanted to stick with giving it away, but also put it on iTunes and put it on Spotify and Pandora and Google Play, and just get it everywhere that you can find music. We want to be there, because it's not just like you go into a record store and you buy a CD and that's the only place you can find music. There's 50 different places you get it. Everybody does it their own way, and we want it to be available. If you go to our website and you get it, download the zip file there, it's there. If you go to a blog, hopefully it's been posted there. If you go on iTunes, because that's the only way you know how to get music, it's going to be on iTunes. We want it to be everywhere so that everyone has access to it, and I feel like that's like our motto right now, and which kind of evolved from just getting it out there for people to hear.
It's a great way to be heard. We've both had the whole album and we've been listening to it, and it's so nice to have it all at so easy too.
Guys, how did you get it? Did you just download it off the website?
Yeah,
and that's where we've gotten all your music.
I mean, we try and make it as easy as possible for people to do it, and like I said, some people get it like that. I know people that don't know how to unzip a file and drag it in iTunes. They just don't, or when they're looking for something, they just open up iTunes and search, or they want to support the group and pay, and it's like, we'll take it any way we can get it, but we just want people to have the music.
Do you have any surprises for us on Friday at the Jupiter?
I think you'll be surprised. surprise because it's going to be a new show from what you guys have seen the last time. But yeah, it's going to be rowdy as hell.
Well, thanks so much for talking with us. You can catch Big Gigantic at the Jupiter this Friday, February 28th with Caked Up. Thanks again so much, Jeremy. It was great talking to you.
Good talking to you. Thank you very much.
Awesome. Yeah, great talking to you guys. Thanks again.